Time to talk about your heart and what you may know about AFib. We are joined this morning by Real Housewives of Orange County star Eddie Judge, and also to help us kind of understand the medical aspect of it, Dr. Andrea Natale. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Bruce.
Looks like I'm reading here that 1.2 million people are diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. Why so many, or is it just better diagnosis? What's happening out there with our hearts, doctor?
It's a combination of both. More awareness, so better way to diagnose atrial fibrillation, but also is a problem that is very prevalent in the population. Actually, the most recent statistics in the Western world is that one out of four above the age of 40 has this problem. So it's really a large epidemic in cardiovascular medicine.
Eddie, your diagnosis or your condition is kind of very public, being on that reality show as well. When did you first understand something was going wrong with you? You're a guy who does a lot of exercise, physical activity. That's really what you love. When did it really start thinking, hey, I'm not right?
Well, for me, it was a progressive disease, and it took about, looking back, about 2 years to figure out exactly what was happening to me. I just felt like I was out of shape, and I just needed to get back into shape. So when it finally happened to me, what happened was I couldn't breathe. I was dizzy. I was lethargic, low energy, and I couldn't get half the work done I'm normally used to as a professional trainer. It's my job to help people get in shape. So when I couldn't do my job, I felt I needed to see a doctor, an electrophysiologist specifically for a catheter ablation.
Let's talk about some of the procedures. What things have you had done to sort of help correct or at least to, you know, deal with this issue?
Well, I started with medication, and when medication failed, we went straight to catheter ablations. I've had three catheter ablations. One was a cryoablation, and the last two were radiofrequency ablations.
You're becoming more of a medical expert than the outside and the inside as well. You learn these things fast when it becomes your condition. What kind of words do you have there for other men who are women or people that are feeling this way? What recommendations do you have for them?
Well, if you've recently been diagnosed with AFib, my biggest recommendation is to find an electrophysiologist who specializes in heart rhythm issues, particularly to learn more about catheter ablations.
What is ablation, doctor? If you could explain what that is and what it does and makes it.
In simple terms, it's a minimally invasive procedure where we use wires, we call it catheters, to find the area of the heart that are responsible for starting atrial fibrillation, and we create scar around those areas so that patients are not affected anymore by this problem. So it's a minimally invasive procedure done on an outpatient basis, really designed to find the faulty signals in the heart that cause the problem.
And is this something that can be cured, or what's the long-term diagnosis for something when you get AFib diagnosis?
It's with catheter ablation, it's something that can go away for many, many years. In some patients down the road, they might come back and can still be treated the same way, but for many, many years, catheter ablation can restore people to a normal quality of life. So it's really, I would say a life-saving procedure from a quality of life point of view.
Eddie, my wife wanted me to know, how's life with Tamara these days?
My life with my wife is amazing. It never slows down. We were just talking about this recently. The last 10 years have gone by so fast. We've done so much. Life is great.
She also says, when I said I was going to speak to Eddie, and she watches a lot of the different franchises, she says, tell him that he's been a very good influence on her.
Do you get that a lot, Bruce,
from people?
I do get that a lot, and it really is shocking to me. And that's one of the reasons why I'm putting that message out and bringing awareness about AFib and catheter ablations. I think it's important to know all these options for patients who are affected with AFib.
And a lot of times, if it's a man who has certain things, it takes a long time before he gets to a physician. I mean, you might have more of a health conscious attitude to it, but a lot of us, we just try to struggle through it, or we ignore it until maybe, you know, other things that could come upon us that aren't as good, and they can't really, you know, help us. If people want to find out more about what you've talked about, where can we go get information about this?
Well, we highly recommend you go to getsmartaboutAFib.com. There's a great tool on the website that provides you information to find a doctor or an electrophysiologist near you.
Electrophysiologist. I like that title. That's a pretty cool one. Dr. Andrea and Natale, we appreciate your time this morning. Also, Eddie, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Bruce.